And in this case, I wanted to look up the word strive. Strive. We kind of take that, oh, well, okay. What does it mean? Anybody tell me what strive means? Oh, very good, good, great. Okay, listen to this definition too. For strive, make great efforts to achieve or obtain something, struggle or fight vigorously, and the synonyms, try hard, attempt, endeavor, aim, venture, make an effort, exert oneself, do one's best, do all one can, do one's utmost, labor, work, go all out, give it one's best shot, pull out all the stops, struggle, fight, battle, combat, campaign, and crusade. Strive. And what does it say? Strive to be found by Christ at peace, without spot or blemish upon his return. What are those spots or blemishes? Thank you. Good. Okay. Those are our sins. Now, when I was younger, I used to think, well, I don't murder. And I don't rob banks. So I guess I'm pretty good. Only to realize as I study and as you study, oh, sinfulness can be very subtle. It can begin, and nobody here ever does this, whispering gossip into someone's ear. Sinfulness, and that hurts people. That not only hurts the person you're talking about, it hurts the church, it hurts the community, and it most certainly hurts God. Watch our words. Get rid of that stuff. Usually when we gossip, folks, it's because we want to kind of look better than the next person. And they won't see our sinfulness, but forget it. When we do that sort of thing, we might as well just put a big sign across our face, sinner. It's not only that, it's fault finding, it's criticizing, it's judging, it's sort of being arrogant or rude or prideful, self-sufficient. I'm so glad I realized I cannot lift my baby finger without God. And when we give him that kind of control, it is amazing what he will do for us individually and also for the church. People will come running when they see us going through tough times, and yet we've got the joy of the Lord on our faces and in our hearts. They'll want to come to church. But if they hear all that other stuff, you know what's going to happen. They don't come. So if we look at that song that we did, now that particular song is a prayer for restoration of God's favor. So watch this. I chose that picture for a reason. Lord, you are favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sins. So I don't want to hear when I visit people, and I do visit people all over the place because I go to many churches, that, you know, we start talking about our faith and then we worry about our sinfulness. Let it go. Confess it, yes, but let it go. Don't carry it around. Strive, do your best to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish. And then I love verse 8. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. And that's why I placed this picture in the bulletin, if you'll look at it for a moment. You'll see at the bottom of the picture, there's people, men, women, children, all ages, and they come to a place where they simply extend their hands with their heart in their hand to Jesus. We've all got to come to that place. That's when the church is going to really start, wow, doing what the church needs to be doing. We have to give ourselves over. It's not about intellectualizing everything and reasoning everything. Don't do it. It's what's in here. You see, God's plans and God's ways are bigger than ours. I had something come up for me the other day, and right away I saw myself. Boom! I prayed that God would take it away. And because I'm listening to God, he knows I want to grow every day and become stronger and stronger in him, he said immediately to me, Suzanne, whether that situation happens It's okay to ask for things in prayer, because the Bible tells us to. But there's a lot more there about praising and honoring and worshiping God. So now my prayers are more like, God, thank you for the trial. It's like in James. If I can just peek at that for a moment. Oops. Oh, sure. Pull it off. let me find it. Here it is. Remember in James it says, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but what? Joy. And how many of us get so upset, call everybody in the neighborhood, you know, and we're miserable for weeks or months or years? Stop it. Let it go. Trust. Trust God to work it out for His glory. Trust God to use His church for His glory. Consider it nothing but joy because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. So if any of us feel like, oh, poor me, I've messed up my life, I just don't know what to do, nothing's working, stop that, because it is working. If we let go and let Christ do what He wants to do in our hearts, it will work. Now remember, this is the Advent season, a time of preparation and joyful anticipation of Christ coming at Bethlehem and at the end of time. Now, as I turn to Mark, we see there, this is John Mark that wrote the Gospel of Mark. This is not Mark, the disciple. And right away, he wants to present the person, the work, and the ministry of Jesus Christ. And folks, we're to emulate that ministry. So watch closely. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. Here's Isaiah's word. This is Old Testament coming to pass in the New Testament. It's such powerful witness that God is alive and well and He's working. And Isaiah said, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make His path straight. Open up our hearts to Him. Get the junk out of there. Get the stuff hidden in the closets at home out of there. Get the movies that we watch that shouldn't be watching. Get rid of the books that aren't for the glory of God. Folks, we've got to cleanse ourselves in Christ if we want the church to really be what it needs to be, and people to be able to come in the door and know that as soon as they come in that somehow God is present and they're going to be healed, just like that wonderful hymn. So many people hurting out there. So many people wanting so badly for someone to accept them just where they are, so that indeed they can change, just like us, into the likeness of Christ. Remember that scripture, strive, do your best to be found by Him at peace, without spot or blemish, without any sinfulness. And that means that we have to pray every day, because I don't know about you, but I fail every day, but not as bad as I used to. I feel like I've come a long way, and I pray that you have too. As we grow older every day, we become more and more like Jesus. We ask for the mind of Christ, the hands of Christ, the feet of Christ, the attitude of Christ. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him, and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Come on, confess our sins. Don't be afraid of it. We're all the same. I bet you if I asked you to write down 12 sins you did last week, and I wrote mine down, they'd be the same. Very simple. So let's not, we sort of put ourselves in a shell and don't open up. Which brings me to this little list that we made up for Thanksgiving. I hope you all chose someone to go out with and talk about your faith. I won't ask for a show of hands. But I finally did mine on Friday, and the person I was with, that person wanted. scripture was on peace, and we lit the candle of peace today. You see, when you let go, and you let God, He brings things around full circle in His timing and in His way. My flesh was saying to myself, while I was trying to set up a time release, was saying, oh my goodness, it's taken so long for this to happen. But I got out of the flesh and just simply said, God, your timing is perfect. And it was perfect. And we had a lovely time. And I pray you'll all keep doing that. Because when you come to church, suddenly you feel closer to the people that you've known for how many years? But if they don't share, you don't know each other. And that's what creates peace amongst us. When we let people see that we are vulnerable, that we make mistakes, let's stop judging each other and just let people see us for who we are. Maybe they can help us. Maybe we should help them. When I spend time with people, I know what I can pray on my own. And I don't take the information, and none of us as Christians should ever do this. When we have an intimate moment with someone and they share their heart with you, don't ever repeat that. That is told to you in trust. And if you don't, God will honor you and give you more opportunity because He can trust you. Otherwise, we feel like what's life about anyway. But you get into the intimacy of the love of Christ between each other. Oh my, how wonderful that truly is. And then as we turn to the last reading, this is the promise of the Lord's coming. And you saw the sermon title, Strive to be Found by Him at Peace Without Spot or Blemish. When He comes, folks, I want to be ready, and I pray you want to be ready so that we'll just be there. We won't have to hang our heads in shame or embarrassment or realize, oh gosh, God really did know I did that. It's all going to come out. Watch. This is, verse 8, sorry. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some think of slowness. You see, we're always trying to figure it out. Stop that. Just let it happen. Let life come. And deal with it as it comes, as God leads us. It's a whole new way of life. I've preached that sermon before. It's a whole new way of life. But that is what God is looking for. And when He comes again, He wants to see it. The Lord is not slow about His promises, some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth with everything, and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. So it's going to all be out there. When He comes back, there's nothing hidden. So I don't know about you, but I want to get my act together now before He comes. So that that day we can truly celebrate. And again, not hang our heads in shame or guilt. That's not what life is to be. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more